I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Spring gobbler season is underway in West Virginia. Coming up, we're going to review some of the safety rules you need to make sure and follow to make sure you return for another season next spring.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
We've all heard the rules and reminders about hunting safety 1,000 times over, but a refresher course never hurts. Lieutenant Tim Coleman with the DNR's law enforcement section says especially in the spring, safety is very important.
Spring gobbler season is kind of a unique season. It's different from any other. It's because you're using a call to bless the animal to you or the bird to you. So the main thing is don't stalk your turkeys. Call them to you. Don't go looking for them. Set up early in the morning in a blind or something like that, with your back covered so you don't have to worry about what's going on behind you, and meaning base of a big tree or something like that is an excellent place to set up. Set up in an area that's relatively open, not heavy cover. That way you can see not only the bird, but what's beyond the bird.
Another recommendation, always be careful of your clothing. Most hunters are wearing full camouflage, but there are certain colors you most assuredly want to avoid.
There's been all kinds of tests. Whether blaze orange is proper, if the birds can see blaze orange. And it kind of indicates that the birds can see color. So we're not asking everybody to wear blaze orange, but we are asking you to avoid the colors of the turkey, like red, white, and blue.
Now, if you think that doesn't make a difference, think again.
Many years ago, where a gentleman was dressed all in black, but he had red socks on. Of course, sitting down at the tree, you know, your pants hike up, so the socks are shining. He gets shot in the ankles. So be aware of the colors.
As Coleman mentioned, movement and colors make a ton of difference. Keep that in mind if you happen to notice another hunter before he notices you.
Chances are you may very well call a hunter into your area. Shout him off. Don't try to wave him off, because if you start waving, you're going to get yourself shot.
And once you've fired a shot, it can't be recalled, but the repercussions can last forever.
The legal aspects aren't too pleasant, but living with yourself, especially if it's a fatal accident, you know, because you made a mistake, this gentleman has lost his life.
Let's stay safe during the 08 spring gobbler season in the woods of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.